Maybe you don't want to do it the way Rosie did it over the last 20 years. Maybe you want to just get it done and get it done right. I'm talking about that dog and or pet kennel or containment system. When we started raising German short-haired dogs, of course, first thing I did was sink some 4x4 redwood posts in the ground and put some chicken wire up and build a little gate and thought all was good. Then all we had to do is have a little covey of quail run through the backyard, and the dogs didn't feel like they should be in the kennel any longer, and they needed to be out in the backyard. And that kennel got torn apart. And then we moved to a chain link system, and they dug their way out of the bottom of that. And so now we've got a panelized kennel system with steel studs that we've mounted to the outside of it. And we put shade cloth up there to keep the dogs cool. And, you know, I thought it was a smart thing to do. Well, they thought it was really smart if they would just claw their way out of it. And so now what I do is I get the panelized kennel system, and then I put steel studs lashed and tack welded to the outside of that. And then I put 3.4 expanded metal lath tack welded to that. Then I put the shade cloth, and if they're going to get through expanded metal lath to get to the shade cloth, so be it. But that seems to be, and Jack, that's a kennel that's already shaded. I'm just giving it a second layer of shade. I'm just trying to be nice. He's like, you think they'd appreciate it?
Absolutely. You know, it sounds like a condo to me.
Man, and they've got that soft cushioning cedar bed lining in there, and they've got a big tub of water in there that they can crawl in and
not to mention an evaporated. Evaporative cooled garage for the heat of the day and night.
Evaporative yes. cooled, and you know, why can't they just be happy? Why can't they? And they're happy until that covey of quail makes its way through the backyard, then they go nuts.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know exactly what you're saying. I've got a 130 pound lab Chesapeake, and I've got a about a 45 pound
Aussie.
A Queensland heeler.
Okay.
And she beats him like a rented mule all day.
He just lays there and she sits on top of him, bites his ear.
We're here talking pet habitat, pet homes, pet enclosures with the owner of the folks, OK Corrals. It's Elizabeth and Jack Taylor. It's www.ok-corrals.com. But that's not the only way people can find you. You actually give a lot of free information on helping people build their own structures. You say if I Google how to build a dog kennel, you're going to be like one of the first ones that pops up.
On the I'm top 10 on that on Google. It just Google how to build a dog kennel, and I'm top 10. It's been a while since I've visited that page. It may have to say how to build a dog kennel in Arizona, but I think just how to build a dog kennel would suffice. And I'm typically number 3 or number 4. And it gives you step-by-step instructions from, and you can leave out some of those steps if you don't want to put in the concrete curb or if you don't want the doggy door. But it'll tell you how to put in a doggy door. It'll tell you how to, the lighting, the flooring, everything. It actually shows the wire like you were talking about on the floor there before you put the rock in.
Okay.
So that one actually has the wire that you're speaking of. But it's a step-by-step instruction. If you like to do it yourself, that's the way to go.
Just Google how to build a dog kennel in Arizona.com. Or you don't have to put
that. It helps to put the in Arizona.
Yeah.
It comes up.
Did you test it?
I did.
It just came up?
It did. Okay. Lots of nice videos and everything.
Miss Elizabeth.
And then if any of you good folks out there need any, you have questions, you're trying to build your own dog kennel, please feel free to call in to our number, and we'll be more than glad to help you, okay?
And that's 855-433-8698. Toll free from wherever. Do y'all pretty much work statewide? Will you go just about anywhere to keep a pet safe?
If it's a larger job, we will go as far as, Pima County, or we've been up to Sholo and
Flagstaff,
Prescott,
Sedona.
Gate repair, things like that, we don't really do that. I'll do that locally. Maricopa, we've built corrals and shade and kennels from Apache Junction to Surprise.
We're doing a hog pen in Casa Grande.
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of work down in Maricopa and Casa Grande and Stanfield. So it just depends on the job.
Now, why is someone raising a hog? Is that a 4-H project? Is it a food project? Or is it a pet project?
It's an FFA, for Future Farmers of America.
Okay.
And so she went out and bought an expensive pig for her son, a hog for her son, and we're going to go down and make that hog happy.
And I asked Jack, I said, what kind of pig is it? And she said, I don't know. It's a red pig. I said, that's a Duroc.
You already knew, didn't you?
Oh, Am I the only one here that's ridden a pig? I'm from South Dakota, and we had farms, and you used to take them, and I still have the record. You take a little big bucket of feed, you lay it out in front of them, they all line up to eat, and you jump on one of them and see how long you can ride.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Did they grease the pig?
Not that one. See, sheep were easier. You had the wool you could grab onto, but the pigs were ornery. You had to be careful with those things.
I'll bet. That sounds like fun.
Well, pigs can be fairly mean. I mean, what material will you use to try and keep a pig contained?
Okay, typically on that one, I believe we're going to use probably a Schedule 60. It's going to be a 1 7/8 inch. It's a pipe. It's the type of pipe you would typically see somebody would drill for water with. It's real thick. You could actually hit it with a car. It'd probably do more damage to the car than it would the pipe.
For heaven's sakes. Well, all right. Well, listen, we again would like to express our appreciation for y'all coming in today. It's Elizabeth and Jack Taylor of OK Corrals. The toll-free number again is 855-433-8698, or you can find them at OK-Corrals with the S, OK-Corrals.com. Or like you say, if it's a project if you've got something you want to try and tackle for yourself or a pet, you can take a look at them by just Googling how to build a dog kennel in Arizona, and you'll land at OK Corrals. Jack and Elizabeth, thanks a bunch. You had a special wish you'd like to get out.
Yes, I'd just like to say hi to my daddy who's listening, and your sparkle in my eye and the skip in my step.
Very
I love
good.
You.
Very good. Folks, we appreciate y'all joining us. We'll be broadcasting live next weekend from the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. Come on out. We'll be doing a big feature on home security as well as home financing, some of those projects you may be looking at while you're walking up and down the aisles of the Home and Garden Show. See y'all next week.